School 100.3 Soulful Sunday. Deanna Derrick joining us. We're talking about somebody who's got roots, who's got a lot of success, who has helped propel the careers of many others. He himself started out as an artist and helped to launch the careers of others, Derrick.
Many others.
Yeah. We welcome Jeff Redd to Soulful Sunday. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on?
You.
Deanna, what's up, Mr.
You.
D? That's your title for now on Mr. D.
Mr. D for Derrick.
I like that. I'll take it.
Thank you guys for this platform to be able to talk about some of the things that artists of my of the school we come from, man. I have this venue, you know, and this opportunity to speak out about certain things and tell you what's going on in our careers over the time. It's been 25 years for me now. So everything is moving forward, thank God.
Well, you're a Grammy Award winner and, of course, started out as a recording artist and a music mogul entrepreneur. Let's start with you. Tell us, when did you start as a recording artist, Jeff?
I started performing early, right out of high school, and I joined a little local group in Mount Vernon. I'm from Mount Vernon, New York.
Mount Vernon.
Absolutely, absolutely. And started out with a local group, Sophisticated Gents, and went from there on my own. And then I started performing in the tri-state area as well as Atlantic City, opening for such artists as D-Train, Glenn Jones. And then one day I was performing at a club in New Rochelle, New York, at a place called The Palace, and Andre Harrell was there and saw me, and I got my deal from there. So from that point on, made a couple of top 20 records, I Found Lovin', Love High. And then I had a song off of the Strictly Business soundtrack, which was You Called It Told Me. That was, you know, a gold single. It was the only video. I think she'd only done one video after that, which was with Halle Berry. She was starring the video, and that was, you know, the thing that took off. And then I left Uptown, and then I went to EMI Records, made an album. And at that point, after that, they got rid of the whole Black division. And 2 years later, I went over to MCA. Ken Wilson brought me over to MCA in 96, and I went from there. And the first project I worked on was actually a project. Salt and Pepper had their own label at MCA at the time. And Herbie and I worked on a song they did called Champagne, and that song won a Grammy. Mm-hmm. And I went from that project to working on all the Casey and JoJo records. And at the end of my term there, we actually sold 12 million records, signed a couple of groups, Phil Mob, Melky Sadek, Allure, and things like that. And went from executive to my own situation, put out a project called The Essence of Soul, which is available on CDBaby.com and iTunes. And then I started back performing 7 years ago and been doing the same thing since then.
Well, Jeff, it's been an illustrious history, as you have just delineated. However, you did not mention that you signed Mary J. Blige to Uptown Records.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't leave that out now. That was a big one.
Yes, that was when I didn't even get my deal yet. I was working at General Motors in Tarrytown. I'm from, you know, I used to work on the assembly line. And
you and Barry Gordy.
I'm sorry?
I said you and Barry Gordy.
That's right. And I met him. I'll tell you that story later. But was on the assembly line, and her stepfather, Lil Jimmy, told me that his stepdaughter sang. I said, okay, we'll bring the cassette in, because at the time, we're talking about cassettes. CDs weren't in the fold at that time.
They weren't created yet.
No, ma'am. And she went into the store and sang a song. I think it was Caught Up in the Rapture of Love, Anita Baker. I heard the tape. I heard the pain in her voice, and it was something that, you know, led me to take that cassette to Andre Harrell, and, you know, we say the rest is history. That was over. Mary got her deal. I got her deal in 89. Yeah, because I got my deal in 88. So Mary's been in the business 24 years, and I think, what's the day, the 12th? Yesterday was her birthday.
Yeah, she just celebrated her birthday.
Yeah, so it's been, you know, that was one of my additions to the music business.
Yes, indeed. One of your gifts to the world, not just the music business. And you've expanded to become an entrepreneur. You have a cocoa butter line? Is that what it is?
I have a shea butter called So Real Butter. I'll be launching that website, guys, in the next 2 weeks. And I've made an array of fragrances that I add to the shea butter, and it's doing so well. I've been selling independently now for the last 5 years. So now I'm just going to you know, do a website, put it in a few stores here in Harlem.
I'm not mad at you, Jeff.
And I'm also working on a romance novel.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you.
Another 2 months.
A romance novel and a reality show?
And a reality show. The name of the reality show is called On My Grind. We shot the pilot for it, and I'm just waiting for everything, you know, to be greenlit.
Wow. Do you miss doing music?
I still do music. I miss what the industry used to be, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. I also miss the fact that, you know, there's no development anymore in the industry. It's all about a hit record. And by the grace of God, because of guys, you know, people like yourself and others, Sheila Eldridge and all those people that were developing us as artists, you know, and now that's why Jeff Redd is able to have a interview on the radio 25 years later because of the development that you guys have put together for us. You know, so I think a lot of that is missing.
I happen to agree with you, Jeff. I actually agree with you. But I'm pleased to know that you are celebrating your 25th anniversary. And as an artist who has had success on your own and has brought us other artists and great music that we love, that is beloved, we are grateful to you and congratulate you on this anniversary, on your new enterprises, and give folks your web presence so they can keep up with your various entrepreneurial projects.
Yes, right. They can please reach out to me at jeffredd.com, which is JeffredD, which is DD.com, and they can go there, you know, send me the information, and then they can also look on the site for all the upcoming events that I am doing. I got a show actually coming up February 14th in Charlotte, North Carolina, and that's like a, they're calling it an old school night, myself, High Five, RL from Next, Melissa Morgan, and a few other people. So, you know, we're getting ready to put that package together and take it around the country as well. So it's been a lot of fun. And like I said, again, I thank you guys for to have these stations for us to have a voice to, you know, let people know what we're doing. And also to interact with, you know, our fan base.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you have a strong fan base here in Philadelphia. And we are on the World Wide Web, Derek. So you're probably being heard in South and North Carolina, which is where you're going. Jeff, when you come to Philly, come in the studio and visit with us. We'd love to see you. Looking good, too. I saw a picture of you recently.
Thank you.
Still just as fine as ever.
And Derek, I haven't seen you, so I don't know what you look like.
He's cute.
But I'm sure you're pretty decent looking, brother.
Thank you. I am.
Wait, what's the name you've given him now? I want to make sure I use this.
When y'all talk about Derek, please call him Mr. D.
Mr. D from now on.
I also would like to thank Mr. Reese O'Neill for the interview.
Yes.
Fernell Patterson, who also does a lot of things for me, and everybody else who has supported me over the years. And like I said, you can always find me at jeffredd.com. I'm on Facebook. My Twitter name is The Real Jeff Redd. And everybody have a blessed Sunday. God bless you all. And Deanna and Derek, I thank you so much for this opportunity.
I'm so happy to talk with you, Jeff. I look forward to seeing you in the near future.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. We're Old School 100.3.